on, honestly. I think I'd give up forever with YouTube. I'd be like, you guys never wanna, you don't wanna help yourselves. You're never gonna climb out of the rut you're in. Like, this is the greatest brands this industry's ever seen, and the gap is like this. It's like the bottom is like Tate rug pulling everybody, and Iman selling you scam courses on shit that he never actually did himself, right? Which is the floor. That's as bad as it gets. Then you've got like Chris Williamson's energy drink, which is just goy slop, because they always are. Now, it's a good version of goy slop, but it's goy slop. You've then got probably like Tide is like my supplements and Mike Thurston's swim shorts. That's like, we've had billions of views, we've made billions of pounds, and the best that anybody could pull off was my supplements and Mike Thurston's swim shorts. That's the best we've done. The industry is fucking shit. Everyone talks about alpha male, whatever. We've done nothing with it. We should be ashamed. Not one person started a charity. Not one person. Think about it. The whole industry, all this money that everyone's making, not one person has started a charity. It's fucking dreadful. Not one person's got a decent woman. That's how bad it is. And then we've gone, so that's the level. Supplements and swim shorts. International Members Club, we stay in the most, like, it's outrageous. And that's why so many people have struggled to understand it. It must be a scam, because they're used to swim shorts, something that they can comprehend, something realistic. And then you go, you can travel the world and do all this shit in a house worth 10 million. You can stay in, you can go to Barcelona Stadium, watch El Clasico from VIP seats, and they're like, nah, scam, has to be. Because it's just, they're used to getting scams, they're used to getting a course, and like, they open it up and go, ah, oh, mindset. Do you know what I mean? So it's like you're paying 2 grand for mindset. They go, how could I pay 4 for all of this? But it's because everyone else is a scammer. They just ruin the industry. But if people don't go, I have to join, this is the best value, it's whatnot, I genuinely will quit YouTube, because I'll be like, there's 167,000 retards there. People will never, like, I'll be like, I've wasted my life. I've helped people and they've never done anything. So I'd be like, fuck it, Instagram. Let's just move over. I'll just dominate Instagram or just do ads. When I'd be like, fuck it. So you'd be wasting your time. You'd be like, if people don't want to sign up for that at the lowest price it will be ever from today onwards, they're never going to join. Just wasting my breath. And I can't be bothered to do that. It's a low ROI task. I've got better shit to do. So word of mouth gets us more signups now than anything else, which is crazy. But maybe they will. Maybe people will switch their brains on. Maybe they'll click. I think people like to be bullied. I think they like to be told by like Tate, I'm your daddy, I'm better than you, you should worship me, you're scum of the earth, you're shit, I'm fucking amazing, you're stupid. And I think a lot of guys are gay, I'll be honest. I genuinely do. I think a lot of guys have got little gay tendencies and they like to like worship another man. I think the whole industry is a little bit weird in that sense, but we'll find out this year.